Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The postseason, everyone starts out 0-0, and that's the slate for tonight. Brent Carpet in Ellettsville, Brian Rosenberg's Edgewood Mustangs. A week after losing to Brown County in Nashville, they turn around and play tonight in the one of the opening games in the eight-team Section 33A tournament, which lifts off the 48th annual affair statewide tonight. And when you're 0-0, you have a different mindset and you're raring to go.
Our kids are excited this week. They understand that there's an opportunity in front of them to move on. They know it's going to be a tough battle for us, but they feel like they should have won last week, barring mistakes we made. And hopefully we limit those mistakes tonight and get the win.
You know, you talked about we got to figure something out post-game. What is out?
You know, just be more consistent.
Hopefully they'll figure things out. They're going to switch quarterbacks tonight. Senior Quentin Fortier will replace Andrew Blessinger. Blessinger's playing, but he'll start at free safety tonight for this 7 o'clock ball game. Choctaw and Coach Brian Rosenberg at 6:30. Dave Novak joins me from the red carpet for the kick at 7 o'clock tonight. Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk tonight at 9:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, they're unbeaten in the postseason, and that's one of the reasons why they're vying for a state championship in doubles in tennis this weekend, starting later today up at North Central in Indianapolis. And we're talking about the senior Panther duo of Matt Corey, Marcel Borghi, and Ethan Uhls. 23-2 they are, and alongside a pair from Zionsville, a couple of seniors in the quarterfinals.
You know, I think one of the big things is they've developed a camaraderie and really utilized each other's strengths well. You know, Marcel is a beautiful ball striker and a competitor. Ethan complimented him with just a huge consistency from the baseline. You know, we got a workhorse. We got a phenomenal, you know, net player, and they've complimented each other. You know, I think that both are equally as stubborn.
Hey, stubborn is good. That's why they're winning, and that is Matt Corey of Bloomington South. And by the way, they win. They'll move on to the semifinals tomorrow morning at 10, the finals Saturday at 2, and the best of luck to Nick Shirley, 15-5, the talented sophomore against the North Central Panther in his quest for a singles championship, and Ken Heidinger in Bloomington North this weekend. Sectional football tonight, Edgewood, the rematch with Brown County, 6:30, Brian Rosenberg, right here on the air.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.